Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So that I do not like to spend my time or money in salons when I can help it, but I do enjoy a good manicure, and I especially enjoy spending time with my daughters doing the Olive and June Mani system at home, because we can all get a good looking manicure for around $2. We know that the polish won't chip and will last at least a full week. We get to await with anticipation the new colors that come out each season. The girls love being able to add some sparkles or choose whether they want their top coat to be matte or shiny. We just have a really good time together with salon grade tools that are so easily explained so that we can do a really good job taking care of our nails, but do it all from the comfort at home. All the choices of a big salon stored in a basket in my closet for when we're ready to hang out together. The Olive and June Mani system is a real game changer. So visit oliveandjune.com/pantsuit for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/pantsuit for 20% off your first Mani system.
The Virginia House of Delegates seated a record number of women in January, and those women aren't messing around.
We share conversations with a class of firsts who are bringing fresh perspectives and boundless energy to their state's legislature.
This is Sarah from the left.
And Beth from the right.
You're listening to Pantsuit Politics.
No shouting, no insults, plenty of nuance.
Welcome to another episode of Pantsuit Politics. Before we dive in, we wanted to alert everyone again that our Tuesday episode will be our interview with Jen Hatmaker. We could not be more excited to share this interview with you guys. If you never want to miss out on these little sneak peeks or previews of what's happening on Pantsuit Politics, please follow us on Instagram at Pantsuit Politics or subscribe to our weekly newsletter, which you can do by going to pantsuitpoliticsshow.com.
The 2017 election for Virginia's House of Delegates captivated the nation. What began as one more Trump-focused 2018 test case became so much more as inspiring woman after woman was elected to office for the first time. From Danica Rome, the first transgender woman elected to state office, to Jennifer Carroll Foy, who gave birth to twins during the campaign. This group continues to show how the changing face of American politics positively impacts the legislative process.
We sat down with seven members of this history-making class of freshman delegates and asked what they thought led to this wave of change. Now, you're going to hear a lot of background noise because we were having these conversations during the VIP reception before the Arlington Democrats' Blue Victory Dinner, which honored volunteers who helped get the vote out for many of the women we talked with.
First, you're going to hear from Delegate Carrie Delaney, the daughter of a U.S. Army veteran and mother of two small children. She had worked in the nonprofit world on issues such as foster care and sex trafficking before her election to the House of Delegates.
For me, you know, I have got, like I mentioned before, I have an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old, and I have to think about the world they're growing up in and their outlook on politics when they pick up whatever they do, you know, about these issues, and they have their worldview about government and leadership and what that looks like. I want to make sure that they have a very positive image of what government leadership looks like. And I think many of us would argue that if you're watching the national headlines, our children aren't really growing up with that vision.
Yeah.
And so, you know, for me, that we get asked a lot, I think, as women, well, this must be really hard because you've got kids, you know, is it too hard? And, you know, of course there's a lot of sacrifice that we make to be away from our families for longer than we want to be, you know, just the time commitment that's required, the effort that we put in. But what our children and what children in their peer group get to witness and have the opportunity to see that this is accessible to them.
Yeah.
You know, I had my swearing in and my ceremony, and my kids were there, and a lot of our friends came, and a lot of our friends have kids the same age, and that's how we know each other. And I'm looking out into the General Assembly building where everyone's seated in the House chambers for me taking my oath of office, and I see a lot of people I know, but I also see a lot of little kids, you know, like elementary school age kids. And I'm thinking, you know, how many kids, if you had an experience like this where you're sitting here in this 400-year-old body of government watching your friend's mom get sworn in, is that going to feel maybe just a little more accessible to you?
Yep.
And I want that message to really resonate with our youth too. I mean, I think, yes, we have the opportunity to inspire other women like us to say, well, yeah, if we can do it, you certainly should get in there and get out there and get involved. But that gets to continue. And that gets to continue with the next generation who can kind of witness what we're doing as well and start to see that this is for you. This is accessible. We're changing the way it looks, and we're breaking down the barriers, and we're showing you that this is for you.
Delegate Wendy Gudaitis made the shortlist for the U.S. Olympic team as an equestrian. She taught public school and sold real estate before her successful run.
There's something my daughter said in an interview. Someone was interviewing my daughter with me. She's 22. And this person asked, are you excited? Are you proud of your mother? Are you excited? And were you surprised? And my daughter said, not really. My mother's the kind of person who, if she ever saw a gap or a need, she moved to fill it. And I was like, whoa. And the thing, and so that's my daughter's view of me, but that's all of us. That's all of us. We saw a gap, we thought, and you know, things were going south in our opinion, and we just thought, you know what, I gotta fix this.
Yep. We dug our heels in.
I gotta fix it.
Stilettos.
Delegate Elizabeth Guzman immigrated to the U.S. from Peru as a single mother. Now she is a social worker, mom of four, she has 2 master's degrees, and she represents Virginia's 31st district.
Well, the new energy that we see in Richmond, we definitely see more women now. You know, the reality is that women are the majority of the population in Virginia. But we are not quite there yet, you know, to have that representation in the Virginia Assembly. Before we were elected, we only had 19 women. Now we jump into 28. So we still have work to do, but we definitely will not allow, you know, these males to make decisions for us anymore. We do have a voice, and we are very vocal, that's for sure. You know, anytime they said something that we actually don't agree on, it doesn't make sense from a women or mother perspective, we do speak up. But I think the most important part for us is to demonstrate, in my case, that working full-time or having a child do not disqualify you to run for office and to serve in a part-time legislation. And that's what it's about. You know, we want to prove that actually your family environment with a legislative environment are environments that could exist. And you could actually do both. And we hope that down the road we could have more women running for office.
From a public defender to a journalist, these women bring a wide array of unique experiences to legislating. Delegate Hala Ayala is a cybersecurity expert who early in her life as a single mother was on Medicaid and brings that firsthand experience to the conversation.
I worked at a gas station very early on in my life. I was pregnant with my son and had no access to health care. And it was important that I did because it was life-threatening. Even after I had my son, he was born with some challenges, and without Medicaid, it saved his life. There was times where my son he almost died on me several times because of some of the breathing conditions that he had. And Medicaid was there for me.
Delegate Carrie Delaney.
We bring a diversity of background that I think I would argue is just unmatched to anything we've ever seen in this Commonwealth before. We have delegates who are now, you know, members of the House of Delegates who didn't have health care before they got this job.
No,
yes. We have,
that is amazing. Some of us had 92 cents in our bank when we got elected.
We have mothers of young children. I've got an 8 and a 5-year-old, so when I started campaigning, I thought I was going to, you know, have these young kids and be unique, but no, I've got women who are showing me how it's done every day who have even younger kids. And just have that insight into, you know, what are the daily struggles of the working family who has kids to get to school, kids to raise, childcare costs. You know, we're bringing perspectives that have never really had a seat at the table before.
Delegate Kathy Tran served 12 years at the Department of Labor before going on the National Immigration Forum. She gave birth to her fourth child shortly before deciding to run.
It takes going through this crucible to truly understand what it means to have, you know, from the start to the finish line, both the hard work and the time and the dedication you put into it, what it means for your family to support you 100% and be behind you. But also, I think the responsibilities of being the first, of carrying that weight and being very thoughtful about it. So I'm one of the first two Asian American women to be elected and the first Vietnamese American to be elected to state government. And also as an immigrant and refugee, as a mom of young kids, you know, those intersections of my experience and my personality, and it's just really important in terms of the perspectives I bring to bear on my policy making, but also thinking about the voice that I have for people who've gone through a similar experience or who are living those lives right now, right? And I think it makes us very aware of what's happening in our communities and how, you know, we have to put forward on both the civil rights aspect, the voting rights aspect, growing an economy, our education, all of that, because we know what it means for our families.
We're finally at my favorite time of year. Spring is here. Summer is just around the corner. We're getting our summer essentials ready. Our sunscreen, our emotional support water bottles, our steamy beach reads. But maybe you would prefer your steamy earbuds. This year, there is a new kind of essential right at your fingertips. Enemies to love. Chance encounters, a slow burn. Friends that become more. Whatever your favorite romantic trope, Dipsy has a spicy audio story just for you. Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short and spicy audio stories that bring scenarios to life with immersive soundscapes and realistic characters. You can discover stories about second chance romances and adventurous vacation flings. That's my favorite. Hot and heavy hookups. It can be as heavy or as light as you want it to be. This is what I love about Dipsy. It is a modern approach to romance. Through high quality, captivating audio fiction that you can listen to in the privacy of your own headphones. For listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/pantsuit. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsestories.com/pantsuit. That's dipsystories.com/pantsuit.
Traditionally, financial planning advice is either only for those who are already wealthy or salespeople calling themselves financial advisors who say they'll give you free financial advice but really just sell products to earn commissions. Fearless Finance takes a dramatic departure from either of those traditional models. Their entire business is built on making financial advice accessible and affordable because we know that financial literacy, stress reduction, and financial security are critical to overall well-being. I'm a little bit obsessed with Elizabeth, our Fearless Finance advisor. I've had an array of advisors in the past who answered questions like, should we be spending less on this, with evasive answers like, it depends on your priorities. Not Elizabeth. She answers with actually helpful guidelines. You're spending more than the average family of five, or I'd like to see this increase by 6%. Thank you. This is Fearless Finance's mission, to make advice affordable and accessible. You meet with your planner virtually and they charge you by the hour. You only pay for the time you use down to a quarter hour. Their planners meet with you where you are on your financial journey, no judgment. Visit fearlessfinance.com today. You can chat with a planner for free to make sure it's a good fit, and you'll get $50 off your first planning meeting when you use the code PANTSUIT. That's fearlessfinance.com and use code PANTSUIT for $50 off your first planning meeting.
Our
I recently reorganized my closet and realized that I never need to buy a white blouse or a blue dress again as long as I live. Guys, I have plenty. I did want to add some much neglected color, like pink and yellow, to my closet, and I knew just where to go. Quince always has timeless pieces and a true rainbow of options that can help you build a classic wardrobe no matter the season. It's getting warmer, so I got a soft pink chiffon pleated miniskirt that is so cute, and a really beautiful yellow cashmere tee. It's short-sleeved, it's perfect for the sort of bridge weather we're experiencing right now. And the best part is all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I absolutely love it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/pantsuit for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/pantsuit to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/pantsuit.
We also spent a lot of time talking with these delegates about why it was particularly important that they were women legislators. Delegate Dana Garone made national headlines by being the first transgender woman elected to public office, but garnered votes through good old-fashioned fieldwork and focusing on the issues that affect her constituents, like Route 28.
Men have had 399 members who are on the show in Virginia. Guys, you had a good run. It's time for a change.
Yep.
And when you look at the Democratic caucus now, women, we're almost at parity. We're like, I think it's like of the 49 members, something like 23 are women.
The Democratic members.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. And 26 are men, something like that. And so at this point, the Democratic caucus looks like Virginia then, both in terms of gender and in terms of, you know, racial breakdown, in terms of just when you see our caucus, it's just like, oh, this is clearly representative of the new Dominion. And when you see the front row where Delegate Guzman sits, you see three women from Prince William County who all bring different voices and at the same time come from different demographic backgrounds, as well as you have, you know, Delegate Adams, you know, the first out lesbian ever to be elected to the Virginia General Assembly as well. And then you go over and it's like, Deborah Rodman is Jewish. Kathy Tran is the first Asian woman ever elected to the House delegates, and she's Jewish and Buddhist. You know, it's like she's got a lot of it. Then obviously there's myself, and I think the world knows that story at this point.
Yeah.
And then like right behind us with like Carrie Delaney and Wendy Goodidis, you have other moms who have come in to make their voices heard as well and to do a fabulous job with it, as well as Cheryl Turpin, who sits directly to my left. So you have a lot of new women coming in, bringing a lot of different perspectives. And even on the Republican side, Emily Brewer, she's a business owner. And so she brings that, you know, perspective as well. And the more our numbers grow, the more we can actually talk about different worldviews and represent different worldviews at the table that have historically been either left out of conversation, been disenfranchised in the first place, or has just simply been ignored.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and we were just talking about that it doesn't just change the way you run for office, and being in a group like that changes the way you run the government. It's the perspective to the bills you're introducing, your perspective on the bills being introduced by other people. I think it's just so valuable to have that different perspective. What do you think, though, gets missed when we talk about this in a very sort of identity-driven way? What do you wish the media would ask you when they talk about your new group and they talk about your different perspectives?
Any questions you want to ask me about Route 28, I'm happy to answer.
Delegate Elizabeth Guzman.
From my perspective of a woman of color, right? So we constantly have to prove ourselves. Mm-hmm. We need to prove that we are competent, that we know what we're talking about, but that's our life. I mean, you apply for any job, for a leadership position, knowing, you know, that there is a male or a female, I mean, applying for the job, and that male has more likelihood to get the job, but also get paid more for the job. We might get offered the job but pay less, So we know that those are struggles, and I think you bring those while you deal with Republicans. But then as women, you know, I think that by nature we are multitaskers. We are passionate about when we do things. Mm-hmm. So we come and talk to Republicans, you know, we try to find ways how this issue is going to affect this person in their district. And, you know, you are prepared, you are bringing your numbers, you're going to prove to them how this issue is going to affect them. Because otherwise, they will not listen to you. And I think that we have done, as a freshman class, an excellent job as far as being prepared when we present legislation. All of us got very good compliments, like, oh, you were prepared, you had your data numbers, you knew what you were talking about. And I think it's just part that most of us were females, you know?
Yeah.
And it's very important. We never take anything for granted. We know that for everything that we have to achieve, we need to fight for.
Yeah.
And we bring that to the legislation.
Delegate Kathy Tran.
But I think the other thing is all of us understand what the priorities are for our district. We were all out there door knocking thousands of doors because it was so important for us to hear directly from our voters what their concerns were, what their priorities were, and all of that input is woven into the bills we put forward, each and every one of us, right? So that we're connecting our values to the issues that our districts face, to the solutions that we put forward. And I think that's what makes this past legislative session really powerful in terms of their freshman class being aggressive in terms of making sure we're working hard towards our goals.
Delegate Jennifer Carroll Foy was the first African-American woman to graduate from the Virginia Military Institute. She now works as a public defender.
I mean, you see it even on a smaller level. Like when Kathy and I went down, we are two working nursing moms, and we went down there and said, okay, well, there's some opportunities here, right? We're legislators and we're trying to make a family-friendly environment for the workplace for other people. We're fighting for equal pay for work and Medicaid expansion. Universal pre-K, but why are there no baby changing stations in the bathroom? Why are there no nursing rooms to accommodate all this? Where is it that we can put our children in childcare while we're sitting on the floor for hours at a time, you know, passing law for all of Virginia? So in that, we said, well, hey, why don't we have to fight for the process that will, you know, remedy a lot of these issues? And so we started the process along with Delegate Alan Littlemore to address things like that. So that's when you have people coming from different backgrounds, you go down to Richmond, we don't see problems, we see solutions. And that's when we get busy and we execute. So I'm happy to say that we are working to make accommodations in Richmond for legislators more family friendly. And that's how we're going to recruit and retain top talent to run for office. We don't want to be the excuse where I have a 3-month-old or I'm pregnant. And I can look at them and say, well, me too. And this is why you should run for office, because these are accommodations that this is available.
We also spent a lot of time talking with the delegates about how the hard work of governing continues long after Election Day. Delegate Elizabeth Guzman.
We want to tell people that it's possible, right? So many times people tell you we are legislation in a body where Republicans are the majority. It's not easy.
Yeah.
You know, you have to learn how to have these conversations in uncomfortable environment, right? When you want your legislation to pass, you need to be willing to sit down with the Republican, because at that point, you are not thinking about the party that you represent. You are thinking about the impact of the legislation that you're fighting for. And you have to sacrifice and sit down and try to convince them, and knowing that our values are so different.
Right.
But then at the same time, you're trying to find common ground.
Right.
You know, and I think we are not asked that often enough, because I think when we were elected, we had these great ideas that we campaign about and say, we're going to change Virginia. We're going to go to Richmond and everybody is going to believe in what we believe, and we're just going to make Virginia more progressive. But once you get there, we don't have the numbers.
Right.
So we have to be very creative in order to talk to friends across the aisle. And you have to do it. Otherwise, you have to, we won't be able to pass legislation. And I think we don't get asked that often enough.
We were also struck by the bonds between this class of freshman delegates. You're going to hear from Delegate Jennifer Carroll Foy and then Delegate Wendy Gaudetis on the way this class works together.
When we all met, like through immersion training, I was sitting across from Danica, beside Elizabeth Guzman, down the row from Kathy Tran. None of us looked at each other and said, oh, I'm going to be the first this, or I'm going to be the first that. We didn't even recognize it. Honestly, some of us didn't even, you know, really understand the impact of it or really care. What we really wanted to do was go down there and change politics and make sure we represented the people in our district the best that we could, because we wanted to ensure that the things that were happening didn't continue. The xenophobia, the racism, the war against women, the war against poor people. Because I wanted to impact change and push for criminal justice reform, so that way justice in Virginia will be just and it will be fair and equal application of the law to everyone. So you only get that when you have diverse voices at the table.
It's an unbelievable privilege. So I am the senior of the freshmen. So I
Are
feel
really?
I am. I'm 57, and I feel well qualified to say that the caliber of these people, it's such an honor to be in the same category as they, and the campaigns that we all ran and the way we got there is very different from the way any class has gotten there before. So when people start talking about, you know, political distinctions, or maybe you shouldn't say that because it might not run well, you might not look good in your next campaign, we are like, you know what, that's not how I got here. I got here saying what I think. I got here out of frustration and determination to change. And we're unafraid. We are unafraid. We're unintimidated. We are determined. We don't get discouraged. We just get tougher.
And
do you have a group text? That's what we really want to know. Are all y'all on a group text? Can we get an invite?
Well.
Because that would be amazing.
Okay, I think it is so incredible to be part of this group, to be part of this wave, because it's something just so different than what we've ever seen in history, to really look out at my colleagues and see Virginia.
Listen, y'all, let's be serious. I'm 42 years old. Of course, I take my skincare routine seriously. There are a lot of daily skincare products on the market claiming to help reduce fine lines and wrinkles, but how do you know your products are actually working? Well, Ritual is here for you. They have Hyacera, their once daily skin supplement, clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and fine lines and increase skin smoothness in 90 days. They conducted a clinical study and it led to a 3.6 times reduction in crow's feet within 90 days as compared to a placebo, and a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness within 90 days as compared to a placebo. I love taking my Hyacera every day as part of my skincare routine. Instead of just slathering more products on my face, it feels like I'm doing something from the inside out. And their one daily capsule is essenced with soothing vanilla, so it's a very pleasant experience. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pantsuit. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/pantsuit for 25% off.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they made solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a AA cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get 15% off your order with code PODCAST15.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sarah, we were reflecting before this event and after on Paul Ryan's comments about identity politics posing such a threat to the United States. And I just think he couldn't be more wrong about that. I think I understand the underlying sentiment, but what we really saw spending time with these women and talking about their legislative priorities is that it's not about just electing someone because of their gender or their ethnicity or their sexual identification or their gender identification. It's more about electing a group of people who reflect all of the life experiences of constituents so that they can focus on the things that matter to constituents.
I think I'm going to start calling it perspective politics.
I love that.
Like, it's what we're talking about is different perspectives, because I think identity politics implies that it's this label you can take on and off when it suits you. And perspective politics is about, we govern better when people are saying, no, wait, I had work requirements for Medicaid and this were the problems I encountered. Or, no, I am a working mom and this is what you're missing. And I just think that that is what's so important. And sneak peek in our interview with Jen Hatmaker on Tuesday, she talks about how our institutions are anemic because they only have one perspective. And I think that's such a good word for it. And I think you see this, I think when you sit down with these delegates, you see this lifeblood of energy, like kind of coming into the process with new perspectives and different educational backgrounds and different just lives that they're bringing to the table and all the different ways that they can use that to bring better legislation and better serve the people of Virginia.
And I think especially at the state level, but you can see it at every level, you know, just having people who actually have kids in school talking about mm-hmm. how to fund our schools and how to legislate around public education. I mean, there are so many ways in which the life experiences, I love that word perspective politics, because it's so true. If you care about how you're going to take care of your aging parents, you are just necessarily going to bring something different. And that's not a shallow exercise. I think that that's what I heard from Paul Ryan that so upset me, that it's as though people who are advocating for greater representation and more diverse representation are doing that in a shallow way. It's only because this is a person of color. It's only because this mm-hmm. is a woman. No, it's because there's so much depth in those experiences. And we don't mean that in a divisive way. In fact, we mean it in the kind of way. It's the same reason you get married, right? You want to do life with someone else who can see things differently from you and who can bring a different perspective. And we need to do our governance together.
We want to thank the Arlington Democrats for having us. It was so striking to hear delegate after delegate from all over the state thank this particular group of Democrats for coming to their aid and helping them knock doors. I think it reminded me of what parties are at their best, which is organizing to help each other and support each other. The energy at this event was really, really powerful. It was not sort of the angry resistance. It was very positive. One of the chair of the committee mentioned being joyful when you're out there participating in our democracy. We thank them so much for inviting us and letting us speak to this powerful group of delegates.
We want to especially thank Meredith Sumter, who was our point of contact and co-chaired this dinner. She could not have been kinder to us and just set a marvelous tone for the whole event. She and her co-chair, James Swindle, did a terrific job. We would love to do more events like this. So if you're thinking about something similar in your area or have another opportunity to bring Pantsuit Politics to you, just send us an email. We cannot wait to share our discussion with Jen Hatmaker with you on Tuesday. Between now and then, keep it nuanced, y'all.
Pantsuit Politics is produced by Dylan Garvin. Elise Knapp is our production assistant. Support for Pantsuit Politics comes from our listeners. We especially appreciate our executive producers, George Niedermeyer, Tracy Putoff, Nicholas Holland, and Chad Silvers.
Our theme music was written and performed by Dante Lima. To support Pantsuit Politics, please visit patreon.com/pantsuitpolitics. Subscribe and leave a rating and review in the Apple Podcast Player, and follow us on Twitter @PantsuitPolitik and Facebook and Instagram @PantsuitPolitics.